Some call them electronic toys. Others get a bit more technical. They call them things like the Echo and Siri, artificial intelligence. And whichever is your choice, the tag overlooks an element of them. These items only work when they're supplied with what they need. And additionally, part of that working process involves what you supply being saved and, well, to a degree, even shared. My next guest today is here to discuss the privacy issues, which often get lost in the status and fun these electronic tools and toys create. He is the founder of the Marone Law Firm, LLC, licensed practice in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Third Circuit Court of Appeals, as well as U.S. Supreme Court. Joseph Marone, thank you for being here today, sir.
Hey, how are you? And happy holiday and happy new year.
And likewise, MaroneLawFirm.com. You learn more about the legal services of Marone Law Firm, LLC. And as I said, we're talking about things like Echo, Siri, Google Home, things like that. And for them to be used, you need the user to commit actions. So do those actions pretty much acknowledge the or even surrender a all or a certain level of a right to privacy?
Well, you know, everyone has an expectation of privacy in their home. The problem is when you buy these devices, you're buying them knowingly that there's a recording device in it, and obviously that it will record you or other people and transmit that to a third party. So your expectation of privacy is waived at that point. I think the question becomes here is, you know, that's going to happen. The information that's ultimately stored on there, is that going to be able to be obtained by a third party, specifically a government entity, in instances such as criminal investigations? And that becomes the issue at hand.
Which is what we're seeing there. I believe it was the Echo that caught the audio of a murder down in, it was North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct. When they say it caught the murder, the question is what's the information that's on there, and can the agency, the law enforcement agency, obtain it? You know, these devices obviously do not, supposedly, if you read the conditions, do not record until obviously the wake word is said, which turns the machine on, and then you say a command, and the command is transmitted to a server, an Amazon server, which is the third party, and then that is then sent back, and hopefully an answer is given. That information that's on that server is what, you know, they're looking for. And the question is that going to be incriminating to you or anyone else in an investigation? It may or may not be. I mean, it may only be circumstantial, but in an investigation, you know, they look to get every piece of evidence that is available in order to prosecute a case.
These AI tools like Alexa and the Echo, they're in a way a lot like a web browser, but I guess maybe the big difference is you can clear your web browser of your surfing habits and your history. And it seems like maybe one of the problems is the various services, Google, Amazon, etc., they all have different policies as far as what they retain, how long they retain it. It's not all in the user control of what can get erased or dumped.
Right. It's difficult probably to get it off of their server. Here's the issue. The issue is these third-party mega tech companies that have this information, they don't want to be disloyal to the consumer, because obviously that's how they make their money. So they want to stand their ground when information is subpoenaed and try to give the at least perception that they're being loyal to the consumer because they want to sell products. But ultimately, you know, it's ingrained in the law. If a warrant is properly executed, I mean, information is going to be able to be obtained. It's no different than getting text information from a phone or getting information off of a hard drive or anything. I mean, it's just technology that's available. It's information that's available. So that's where you're going to be with this.
And referring back to that murder that the Echo caught down in North Carolina, Amazon is being, I guess, the fair word to use would be reluctant on just handing over the audio data that they were able to capture and archive.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they dispatched their own attorneys. Their attorneys dug in. They're looking for technicalities right now to deny the warrant request. And right now they're probably doing it because the warrant wasn't probably written correctly. But they'll revise it, and they'll get it specific enough, and a judge will sign it. And ultimately they're going to have to turn the information over, and they know it. But it's going to be a tit-for-tat for a while. And they want to publicize the fact that they're standing behind the consumer because – obviously, consumer loyalty and gets them to continue sales. But, you know, that's the concerns out there.
Or Joseph Marone, who is the founder of Marone Law Firm, LLC, the practice in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Third Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Supreme Court. MaroneLawFirm.com is their website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. Is this are we in an era now with all these new artificial intelligence and technology where does the law need to catch up to technology, or is technology starting to find ways of skirting around the law?
I don't think it's either. I just think the advancement of technology literally creates tracking devices on individuals, and, you know, you have to be at least receptive to what you're doing. I mean, it starts from the text on a phone to social media, that you have social media sites, all the way through to this Echo device. You know, that's the evolution of technology. I think the bigger problem is going to be is, does the consumer realize what they're getting themselves into? And if they don't, they're going to end up paying a price for it, and they're not going to have any recourse. You know, it's just the way, you know, things are today. I mean, but, you know, when in any case, whether it's a civil case or a criminal case, right off the bat, the attorney on either side is looking to dig into that individual's social media text, and because that's your blueprint, and you can get a lot of information, and people subconsciously don't recognize the fact that they're literally creating a day-to-day transcript of what they do in their life, and ultimately can come back to bite them.
And Echo has, as you said, the wake words. The Google Home, for example, they have settings, much like a Facebook page has settings. It's just a matter of is it more the obligation of the user to take the time and learn, okay, there are settings in there. I can, like Google Home, for example, you can just turn it on and off if you wish. It doesn't have to be on 24/7. Is it more the responsibility of the user versus the supplier of the technology to...
It's going to ultimately be the responsibility of the user, and whether it's a question of not being educated enough, you know, just being, you know, lazy about it and saying, I'm not going to worry about it now. But somewhere down the line, the purchaser of these devices, whether it be the Echo, whether it be your phone, whether it be your computer, whatever it may be, there needs to be some level of education, because there's not going to be a preventive measure to ultimately turn that evidence over if there is some type of problem down the line for this person.
You mentioned how AI items that we're talking about are basically user control directed, and there is some stockpiling of data, but there are laws around that, and that's voluntary. By using it, you accept and agree to the privacy and data sharing, whatever the case may be, agreements. How does that differ to something like Google Street? For example, let's say I set up a safe house for domestic abuse victims, and obviously there are going to be abusers out there who want to certainly know where that house is, because they're just that twisted and that evil and that violent. Google Street posts an image of that domestic abuse safe house. What rights do I have to go to Google and say, it would really be a good thing if you took that image off?
Well, you don't have any rights there, because really you don't have any standing for that specific safe house. You have no ownership. You know, so really there's nothing you can do there. But, you know, again, you're dealing with the circumstance where all these levels of technology that have evolved create an enormous convenience for the individual, the person, the consumer, and just on a day-to-day, and you get used to it. So now you don't realize the implications. But to in that question that you just asked me, you know, you have no standing and no rights. I mean, the only rights that you have is your own property that you either own or control, and in this case, you wouldn't have that.
And, I mean, you can always hope that Google would see the logic behind your plea and maybe do the good thing, which I do believe occasionally they have done, as a matter of fact. But that's, you know, just as a compare and contrast, I want to just place that before your legal ears, just to see, you know, get the insight as far as that's concerned. Do you own any of these devices, just out of curiosity?
No, listen, over time you learn. I mean, you have a basic cell phone, you text, you have some social media for your business, but you know, I'm more apprehensive about it, more aware of it, because I see it on a daily basis. I'm more reluctant to buy these devices because, again, you know, you create a roadmap for your life on a day-to-day basis, which ultimately I don't think is a healthy thing. It may be extremely convenient and, you know, maybe create, it's almost creating laziness, but it ultimately will become a big problem. And you don't realize it. You say, well, you know, I'm never going to get involved in a criminal problem. You never know. Or, but just in a civil case, listen, civil case could be just as bad. I mean, you know, that right away the other side is going to go subpoena all any potential records or information you may have through any of these networks. And sometimes it's devastating. So, you know, buyer beware.
And, of course, we haven't heard about any hacking incidences regarding these items, but it's only because the hackers haven't gotten to them yet. That's another thing that could be around the corner.
The Googles of the world, they're very, very rich, and they have the best to protect them. But, listen, they put themselves out there as a champion of society because they want to keep the consumers very happy and excited about buying the next product or using their devices. And they're going to do whatever they have to do to make them feel that they're supporting their best interest.
He is the founder of Marone Law Firm, LLC. They practice in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Supreme Court. Learn more about their services, their expertise over at MaroneLawFirm.com. Joseph Marone, thanks so much for being here today, and happy holidays and New Year to you.
Thank you so much, and happy holiday to you and your family.